is more than a title. It's a calling. Our role is to protect our families, exemplify character, and set our kids on the right path. This is our calling. This is our mission. Fatherhood.
I want to open up to you guys a little bit today about gratitude. I wanted to record this episode the other day, and I started to, and then my phone rang, and it disrupted the recording, and that's okay, because I didn't get it recorded, and then I was listening to another podcast where they were talking about the power of gratitude, and I was like, you know, I feel like I kind of needed to hear that before I went into recording what I was going to say about gratitude. I was just sitting here the other day. I was sitting at a construction zone where, you know, I just kind of couldn't move, and I was just sitting there thinking about, you know, the Tactical Dads Facebook group and the podcast and all the kind of stuff that we're doing, and I was just so thankful for you guys. You know, we have so many guys that are part of the group now, such an engaged group of guys, part of this band of brothers. Just being so, I don't know, encouraging and enthusiastic. And it's just, it's different from other groups. It just is. It's just so amazing to watch. And I have this gratitude because this is something that I started up because I wanted it to be a resource for dads. But like, you guys have taken it upon yourselves to be there for each other. And I'm just like, man. And the reason why it's growing so much is just because of you guys. Inviting other guys and just being there for each other and making it a place that's worthwhile to spend your time on social media. I don't even get on Facebook much at all anymore. Every now and then I check my notifications, but I don't have the app on my phone anymore. I just don't get on it. I have the Facebook Groups app on my phone so that I can get into my mastermind group and so that I can get into Tactical Dads. And that's the only thing I'm doing on Facebook these days. I've been spending more time on Twitter because somehow, some way, the Tactical Dad's Twitter has just like blown up. There's just so many more people engaging with the Tactical Dad's account and following than there were before. It's just like, whoa, where did all these people come from? So it's worthwhile to share stuff on Twitter that's not just stuff I would want to confine to our group on Facebook, because The group, we're there for each other, and it's closed so that we can say what we need to say and be vulnerable with each other. But sometimes there's just resources that I can share with the public, and I've been doing that on Twitter. And I'm just so thankful that that platform is there, that it's grown so much. There's just so much that I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for all of you guys, and I think it's very important that I express that to you. That I let you know that I'm thankful for you. Because the power of gratitude is just amazing. I had started a few weeks ago. I'm trying to work on some getting my mind right kind of stuff. You could call it mental toughness if you're listening to all the same kind of Navy SEAL podcasts that I am. But it's not about mental toughness. I'm trying to discipline myself in certain ways. One of those ways was getting up earlier in the morning. And as I got up earlier in the morning, I would go into a room where I have a little drawer that has a my Bible and a notebook. And I would read a scripture and I would kind of write down my thoughts on it. But then what I would do after that in this journal is write down one thing that I'm thankful for today. Waking up with an attitude of gratitude. It's huge to start your day thinking about what you're thankful for. Not thinking about, oh, I got to do this today. Oh, this is going on today. But just starting your day thinking about what it is you're grateful for. It's powerful. It started my day so much better. And I majorly, majorly screwed up with my wife recently. And it had brought on some issues and some emotional stuff with me and with her. And in trying to get to move past some of it, I kind of stopped with the getting up early and doing this whole process every morning. And I have to tell you, it's harder to get through my day when I didn't get up and I didn't start the day, first of all, reading God's word, because that's a huge thing for me, starting my day based on that, but also starting my day with a heart of gratitude. I can't tell you, like, it's just not been as easy to get through my day when I haven't started like that. And so I'm starting back with it. This week I started back with it because I realize what's missing when I don't do it, when I haven't started that attitude that sets my pace for the day. It's a more negative day. It just is. My attitude is more negative. I'm more likely to see the bad in stuff and less likely to see the good in stuff when I haven't begun my day right. And so I'm encouraging you guys to do the same thing. I'm challenging you guys. I'm putting down a challenge for you to start the morning before you do anything else to write down, not just think of something you're grateful for today, but to write down something you're grateful for today. It doesn't have to be on paper even. Just open up a note in your phone or on your computer or get a sticky note. Whatever it may be, there's something about writing it down or typing it up that sticks it in your head, I think. I'm sure there's some science behind that. I'm sure it's provable, and it's not just me. But I'm challenging you to start it that way, because the power of setting the pace for the rest of your day in a positive way is something that you just need to experience if you're not already. And if you're already doing this, I want you to post about it in the Tactical Dads Facebook group to encourage other guys. To encourage other guys to believe, it's not just me saying this, but to see, you know, from other people, hey, I believe in this practice. I believe in this discipline of starting the day off with gratitude. It's powerful. It is so powerful. And as we demonstrate to our kids gratitude, they'll be more gracious. They'll have more gratitude, because we often don't realize what we're doing when we get frustrated with our kids for being ungrateful. Sometimes we don't recognize that we have demonstrated to them not being grateful. I know that's hard to hear. I know you don't want to hear that, dads. But sometimes you're the source of the problem. Sometimes it's mom, sometimes it's dad, sometimes it's both. But a lot of times when our kids are not having a thankful heart towards you, or just in general, not having any gratitude, being entitled, sometimes we're showing them how to do that. We're not showing them the right way. And our job is to lead them and show them the right path to go down. So will you join with me in that challenge? Demonstrate gratitude to your kids. Verbalize to them things that you're thankful for every day. Ask them things that they're thankful for today, at dinner or whenever. We like to do that around the dinner table, where we'll sit there and we'll say, what was your highlight of today? What's one thing that you think was a good part of today? And that's part of showing gratitude. That's like, hey, I'm recognizing some positive things in my day and not just complaining about things that didn't go right. And sometimes we take a minute and we say, what's something that didn't go well for you today that you wish would have gone differently? But we don't always do that. We don't want to focus on the negative. We want to focus on the positive. So we usually at least do the positive recognition of something that was good today and not always recognize something that didn't go well. But hey, join me in this challenge. Let's talk about it on the Facebook group. If you're not already part of that group, man, it's a band of brothers. It's a tribe that you want to get in on. It is so cool to be amongst these other guys that are so uplifting and encouraging. Look us up on Facebook. Just look up Tactical Dads. Find the group. There is a page called Tactical Dads. That's more for promoting the podcast and sharing information publicly. But the group is private. All of the information that's within there stays there. We're like the Vegas for fatherhood, where what happens there stays there. And we have a great group of guys. So join us, if you will, on the dark side. But it's not really the dark side. It's more like the Jedi Order. So bad analogy, forgive me. Hey, check it out. Come on in. Join the group. As long as you're not someone that looks like you don't belong there, we're going to accept you when you request. So we would love to see you there. I'll check you guys in the next podcast.